Thank you. I say up and party. Please do not stop on our account. We'll do a song for you right now. We all love coming to this part of the country, beautiful part of the world. Kind of reminds me of Tennessee with snow, you know. But if you go down, I come from a whole totally different part of the country down in North Carolina. If you go about 1,200 miles south and take a left and then another right and go about 15 miles and stop right before you step into the Atlantic Ocean, you'll come to my hometown of Wilmington, North Carolina. Now, it's down in the part of the state, way down in the southern part of the state, known as the lowgrounds. And some strange things happen in the lowgrounds over periods of years. These great big holes come in the ground. And water goes in there.
You guys ever see a movie called Bugs?
Skin. And snakes. And gators. And boogers. Don't worry, you gotta be southern to know what a booger is. We wrote a song about one a few years back. I'd like to share it with you this evening. This is a couple of legends of what they swamp.
Up and the middle of
communication gear was a dial telephone and a party line. Y'all too young to remember that, I know, but... And you might imagine, coming from that era when technology started exploding so hard back a few years ago, it just kind of intimidated me. It kind of scared me, to be honest. I decided I just didn't need that in my life. I just put it out of my life. I wouldn't pay attention to it. I have to admit, my son just dragged me, kicking and screaming, and every kind of technology ever got involved in. Started years ago with Dad, you need a computer. I don't want no computer. I don't need no computer. I don't want one, son. Okay, I finally got a computer. Then it was, Dad, you need a new email. Email? I got stamps and envelopes and pens and stationery. What the heck did I need a new email for? But he argued me again. Long story short, I started doing email. I did not even argue with him when he told me that I needed a website. I just wanted him to know. But when he came to me one day and said, Dad, you need a Twitter. Son, what in the hell is a Twitter? But he talked me back into it. I'm glad he did. You know what's amazing? What you can say in 140 characters or less? I'm kind of opinionated. I'm always spouting out the way I feel about things. Some people like it, some people don't. You can always tell the ones that don't because they have the most magnificent vocabulary of four-letter words. I've been called stuff you can't find in a Chinese dictionary. That don't bother me. In fact, I got on my Twitter account the other day and said, okay, for all you people out there that call me a redneck and a hillbilly, I got two words. Thank you! What this world needs is a few more rednecks. People ain't afraid to take a stand. What this world needs is a little more respect for the Lord and the law and the working man. We can give a little peace and satisfaction. Good people up front take the lead. A little less talk and a little more action. And a few more rednecks, what we need. I was raised on beans and cornbread, and I like my chicken fried. Yes, I drive a pickup truck, and I'm full of American pride. I got a Bible on my table, I got a flag out on my lawn, and I don't believe in my no one's business but my own. Now I love them Rambo movies. I think they make a lot of sense. And it's a shame old John Wayne didn't live to run for president. And I'm a catfish connoisseur. I love a Leonard Skinner band. And I'm crazy about the NFL. And I'm a diehard NASCAR fan. What this world needs is a few more rednecks. People ain't afraid to take a stand. What this world needs is a little more respect for the Lord and the law and the working man. Talking a little more action, and I'll be more redneck swaggy. Now what most people call a redneck ain't nothing but a working man. He makes his living by the sweat of his brow and the calluses on his hand. Now you intellectuals may not like that. Ain't nothing you can do. Cause there's a whole lot more of us common folks than there ever will be you. Now they want to take my guns away. And just keep on trying. Well, y'all take them away from them terrorist guys. But you ain't getting mine. And the Navy SEAL got his sights on old Bin Laden's ugly face. And he pulled the trigger. And that's an SOB in the outer space. What this world needs is a few more men. This world needs a little more respect for the Lord and the law and the working man. We give you a little piece of satisfaction. learned a lesson a long time ago. Ladies and gentlemen, only two things protect America. It's the grace of Almighty God and the United States military. That is the way it has always been. That is the way it will stay as long as America stays a free and sovereign nation. We have had the honor of being among our men and women in uniform in some pretty desolate parts of the world here in the last few years. And I want to tell you something. No matter if you find them in a base in this country or some hellhole over in Afghanistan or Iraq, they're the best we've got. They're no finer America. We owe them an unpayable debt of gratitude, and not just to our folks on active duty now, but also to all of our veterans, to all our National Guard, to all our reserve troops. And this evening, with a feeble but heartfelt attempt at saying thank you, we'd like to dedicate this next song to anyone who is, was, or will be in our military. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me and some people from Tennessee, we've got everything on our Tuesday, y'all. Now this here lady that has stone, she never failed. If I ain't even don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell. We are putting feet back on the paths of righteousness and land. God bless America again. In the summer of 1958, and the ensuing 58 years, I've been doing this for a living. And as you might suppose, I've had the honor of standing in front of some fine musicians, but I've never had a finer bunch of the guys you see on stage with me tonight. We're going to let them all show out a little bit for you right now by doing a song we wrote specifically for that reason. It's just called Black Ice. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. First time most of the world ever heard about CDB was way back in 1974 when we released an album called Fire on the Mountain. That album is 42 years old, but oddly enough, some of our most requested songs are still songs off of Fire on the Mountain. Here's one of them. Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world my hands have made, I see the sun, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. When Christ shook up with sounds like revelation, takes me home to fill my heart day.
Enjoyed being with you tonight. We got to go all the way to South Carolina and do this again tomorrow night. But before we leave, we got one more song to do for you.
Across the strange hit me.